around 7.
Oh my god, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting to you from high atop my gun turret at Rancho Del Waldo in the great southwestern wastelands, I'm Uncle Waldo. It's Friday, the workday's over, so strap in, crack one open, and get ready for your new favorite radio show, because Campground Pirate Radio is on the air. Some Aerosmith back when they were good.
Back when Cain was able, way before stable, lightning struck right down from the sky. A mother ship with fate said, let's give it a try.
wastelands of Tucson, Arizona. This goes out to all my fellow Tucsonans. It's the Bad Detectives.
If you want to mix a whistle, crazy hombres, take a night out with the
redneck zombies.
Well, oh, well.
Redneck zombies.
Boy, they smell. They're the back of shooting gun, bunch of cannibal kinfolk from hell. Prepare at leisure and sin in haste. And drink a moonshine made from chemical waste.
Redneck zombies.
Well, oh, well. With skin like toads, don't go itching on the backwoods roads.
Redneck zombies,
well, oh, well.
Redneck zombies,
boy, they smell. They're the back of chewing gut, munch, cannibal, kimbo, and hell. They got a pick 'em up truck, it's glow in the dark. I took it to the haunted trailer park.
Redneck zombies,
well, oh, well.
Redneck zombies,
boy, they smell. They're the back of chewing gut, munch. With some crazy hombres, take a night out with the redneck zombies.
Redneck zombies.
Well, oh, well.
Redneck zombies.
Boy, they smell. They're the back of chewing gum, munch, cannibal, kimbo from hell. They're the back of chewing gum, munch, cannibal, kimbo from hell. They're the back of chewing gum, munch, cannibal, kimbo from hell.
Yeah, big shout out to Western Star Recording Company. That's Alan Wilson and his crew in the UK, bringing you some of the best UK rockabilly for over 10 years. I really love what Alan Wilson is doing over there. I'm going to put a link to the site in the show notes. Go there, check them out, buy their music, spend your money with them. Those are good people and they make good music. Now, I don't want to imply that all us good folks from the Southwest are the gun-loving, tobacco-chewing, cannibal kinfolk spoken about inside of that song there. No, we got one thing that a lot of you states up north and back east and way out west don't seem to have. We got Mexicans!
Yo no soy marinero, soy capitán. time is it?
Okay, campers, it's that time of day when we're going to talk to the bomb-throwing anarchist. We've got Dylan Boswell here in the studio. How you doing, Dylan?
I'm doing fine this morning.
So what's the topic of rage for today?
Well, I wanted to talk about everyone's favorite ass bag, America's toughest sheriff, Joe Arpaio, up there in Maricopa County.
Joe Arpaio, what in God's name could he be doing wrong now?
Well, he's running around the desert with a 50 caliber machine gun. Apparently, it's open season on Mexicans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he drove his whole group of deputies out to the end of Butterfield Trail outside of Gila Bend off Interstate 8. Godforsaken, desolate middle of nowhere where apparently the place is just seething with Mexicans. There's an illegal behind every saguaro.
What in the hell is Joe Arpaio doing in the middle of the desert when it's 116 freaking degrees outside with a, what is it, a 50 caliber machine gun?
Belt fed and everything, yeah.
Dear God, what is that man thinking?
Well, this time he didn't bring out his armored personnel carrier, presumably because it's still not fixed from when he ran over that lady's car in her front yard the other day, but... besides grandstanding, he's doing a crime suppression sweep. Now, one wonders what kind of crime needs suppressing in the middle of the desert. But when it comes to Joe Arpaio, generally the only crime he's concerned about is being brown. Arizona desert, it's not too hard to be, but he's looking for Mexicans, illegals.
Yeah, I heard there's a new crime in Arizona, driving while brown.
Indeed, your papers, please. And that's something we can talk about, SB 1070, but, this, with or without that law, Arpaio's been at this for a long time. I mean, he's been abusing his power in that respect for ages. The INS actually revoked its, there's a program, I can't remember the exact name or number of the law, it's not particularly important, but the federal government delegates some small aspect of its immigration enforcement to local law enforcement agencies. There's a cooperative agreement that they have to get into. They have to go through some training. The deputies, are made aware of these laws and whatnot. But Maricopa County Sheriff's Department was delivering so many people to the INS for detention and review of their immigration status that... They were overwhelmed. They couldn't handle it. So they told Arpaio to stop doing it. And he said, no, I'm not going to stop doing it. And he keeps dropping them off. And it's at the point now where INS is just turning them back out on the street.
Well, wasn't Sheriff Joe's mantra, arrest them all?
That's what he said. He sure did. He said, I'd prefer that, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said basically statewide law enforcement should just arrest everyone. If they're not sure of their immigration status, and let the INS figure it out.
Thank you, Dylan, the bomb-throwing anarchist. Now let's get back into the music. This was submitted from the guys over at Desert Core. From their EP, Who Needs a Shepherd, this is Hemoptysis and Shadow of Death. Turn it up live!
Yeah.
Oh, man. If your ears aren't bleeding, then you aren't trying. That's from MJ over at Desert Core. Thank you so much. Oh, that was an outstanding track. Hey, if you think your music is worth a shit and you want to hear it played here on the CPR, then swing over to campgroundpirateradio.com. We've got a drop IO box for you. Send your music on up to me. And if I like it, I'll play it. Hey, let's keep it going with some pod-safe music. This is 27 Years and Philophobia.
Don't wanna kiss me. When the way you shake your hips, you just wanna slip away. I'm looking for a new medication to cure your heart's disease. Just a little love and education, girl, that's all you need. Oh, girl, that's all you need. Yeah.
that was nice. That was the Forgotten Realm from Podsafe artist Amund. So you're probably asking, who is Uncle Waldo? Who is this guy who's showing up suddenly on the radio or on my internet or on my phone or however the hell you're listening to this thing? And what gives him the right to play this music and say what he says and bring on the people that he brings on? Well, I'm just a guy who lives in the great southwestern wastelands with his beautiful wife, Miss Stephanie, Mitzi the Wonder Dog, and the world's oldest potbelly pig, Sue. And I've always loved the classic sound of 1970s radio. DJs spinning the tunes, no commercial interruptions, and maybe slipping a little knowledge in here and there. So I just got back into listening to Adam Curry and the Daily Source Code. I'm thinking, you know, damn it, I can do that. So, armed with the music I bought over the past four decades, and armed with my Heil PR40 microphone, I bring you Campground Pirate Radio. So I'll be playing the music I love to listen to, and, well, hopefully you like listening to it too. And what I'll do is I'll bring some friends over, yap, bring you up to date on things you need to know, but people don't want to talk about in the mainstream media, if you know what I mean. And we're doing this for you, the listener. By the way, we're looking for some regular contributors. So if you like what you hear, and you can be funny and informative and want to be part of this, go over to campgroundpirateradio.com and send your recorded piece to us. Like I said before, if you're any good, we'll run it. Hey, we're also looking for promos and jingles. Feel free to make some up and send them to us. This is your show. Be a part of it. So a big shout out to Adam Curry, the Daily Source Code, the inspiration you bring. Brother, thank you so much for coming back. You've been gone for a little while. We've missed you. You've been back now for pretty much a good chunk of this year. Oh, I love listening to you. So thank you guys for finding the CPR. I hope this becomes a long and happy friendship between the two of us. So let's get back into the music. Yeah, I'm dedicating this one to Miss Stephanie, and this is the Blue Demons. Assume you figured out the name of that song. Like I said, that was a dedication to my dear wife, my lovely Miss Stephanie. Do you remember my little old group called Grand Funk Railroad? We used to consider them a poor man's Led Zeppelin. Bullshit. These guys rock. Pull your car over. Get out of your cubicle. Jump up. Dance. Now. Dance.
Come on, everybody. We're gonna have a good
big ending. Okay, hey, up coming up next, this is a band out of Norway called Finn. The song is Alligator. More pop safe music on the CPR. With that one, God, oh, I love that track. Oh, coming to you from my gun turret over at Rancho Del Waldo, I've got your bullshit moment of the day. I was just reading an Ad Age the other day, and this was kind of an interesting little nugget I thought I'd share with you here. For years, marketers have always decided that the 18 to 39 crowd was the folks with all the money, and that's, you know, what we're going to target to and try to pull that ever-loving dollar out of you. Well, looks like that's changed. Yep. The baby boomers, yeah, 55 plus, they've got all the money. They've got all the free time. And damn it, they're not dying. Well, guess what? They're out there spending their money. Yep, they spent all this time wrecking the world. Now they're going to buy it back one piece at a time. And just for that, I call bullshit. So, I've got a special tune dedicated to the baby boomers. I had to go way back in the Waldo archives with this one. But it's just as relevant today as it was yesterday. This is the Monkees.
Using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. Not your stepping stone. Shoes, but now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's who. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. Stone.
Fancy Free Friday on Campground Pirate Radio.
was BOC on the CPR, Cities on Flames. And talk about Cities on Flames, Jesus Christ, down here in Tucson, it's got to be 115 degrees outside. I see the monsoons coming over the hills, but they're trying. They haven't really kicked in yet this year. So basically, we've got, like I said, 115 degrees and 90% humidity, and it's not raining out here. So, you know, it's just feeling all sorts of wonderful outside. It's the kind of day that you want to jump in the car, flip down the hood, hit it down, and just roll on down the highway with some Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Maggie parts of clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get boxed, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't rip. 20 years of schooling and it put you on the day shift. Look out, kids, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge your scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Bob Dylan himself, the man, the myth, the mystique, here on the CPR. Hey, we got one more here for you. In the meantime, I want to thank everybody for coming out, listening to me on the very first pilot broadcast here on Campground Pirate Radio. If you get a chance, swing on by campgroundpirateradio.com and upload any jingles or maybe some bits you want to put into this show. I'll be happy to listen to them. Like I said, if they're any damn good, I'll play them. In the meantime, let's wrap this thing up. This is Tito and Tarantula and Angry Cockroaches. Bye-bye.
Cucarachas enojadas. Marihuana.
hungry.